Good morning. I'm Special Agent Michael Ortiz of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Today's date is August the 10th, 2016, and the time is 11:02 a.m. I'll be taking a second statement this morning from Lieutenant Christopher Sausman of the Punta Gorda Police Department. Today's interview is taking place at the Punta Gorda Police Department at 1410 Tamiami Trail in Punta Gorda, Florida. Specifically, we're in the Criminal Investigation Section interview room. Lieutenant Sausman, we covered the perjury statute yesterday, and I'm just going to swear you in real quick.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Please raise your right hand. You saw me swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth of the matter we're about to discuss?
Yes.
Great. I just wanted to get some clarification. It was late last night, and I just want to make sure that I covered it. At the conclusion of the officer's discharges, did you take control of Officer Cole's weapon?
Yes.
Okay. And can you just describe that weapon to me again?
It was a revolver-type weapon, silver in color. And when it was pointed out to me, it was on the hood, actually on the trunk. I'm sorry. It is on the... It's on the hood of the second vehicle.
Of the unmarked or marked?
That would be the marked.
It was on the hood of the marked. Okay. And when it was on the hood of the marked, what did you do with that weapon?
The cylinder was still in the closed position. It was not in a safe position. I wasn't sure if there was any live rounds in it. So I opened the cylinder, and when I had looked inside, I had seen that not all of the entire chamber was not filled with rounds. To the best of my recollection, I thought there was two open positions in that cylinder. Pressed the plunger, ejected the rounds, and I believe there was four rounds, spent cartridges that I took out. There was no live rounds left in the weapon. I took those four spent cartridges, stood them upright on the trunk of the vehicle, left the weapon in the open position right next to those rounds where it was photographed by someone who had a camera in the vicinity at the time. I don't recall who it was that was taking the photos.
Okay. And the revolver, was it the barrel length? What was the barrel length on that?
It was short.
Okay. And the cylinder, how many round capacity?
At the time, I thought it was six.
Okay.
But I didn't take the time to actually count. But now I believe it was a five, and I had pulled four out, which would mean that there was one open slot.
Okay. And what color were those cartridges?
They were like an aluminum color.
Aluminum color. Okay. And at some point, did you secure the weapon? What did you do with the weapon?
I remained in the vicinity because the ambulance had been coming up. I stayed within 2 to 3 feet of it and tried to assist the emergency responders.
And did you pass that weapon off to anybody?
The units that were securing the scene and put up the crime scene tape, I believe that was Lieutenant David Lipker, Corporal Grimm, and Officer Jimenez.
Okay. So one of them took custody of that weapon?
They secured that inner perimeter, and everyone cleared that area.
Okay. All right. Lieutenant, that's all the questions I have right now. Is there anything that you can think of that maybe since last night and this morning, maybe, you know, something I may have not asked that you feel is important?
Not that I can think of at this time, sir.
All right. Has everything you've told me been the truth to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes.
Okay. That'll conclude this morning's interview. Today's date is August the 10th, 2016, and the time is 11:06 a.m. Thank you, Lieutenant.
Okay.